And they were dumped. They couldn't answer. But they were, not knowing it, they were trying to subvert Jesus, which is the work of Satan. So if anybody's doing the work of Satan in that conversation, it's the theologians. But I want to talk about another theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas. I can't tell you what liberation happened to me when I began very early. I was about, 21, 22 years old when we started to study the Summa in the monastery. And it was so exciting, so satisfying, you know. You know, when you're a smart little guy and kind of arrogant, you're always restless because nobody seems to get it, you know. And all of a sudden, we had a Dominican come in, and we started with the Summa, and my whole being just relaxed. This is the way to go. And he wrote the Summa exactly for that, you know, for beginners. When you've advanced, then you study Scripture. But this is for, as he says in the beginning, see, it's pro incipientibus, it's for the beginners. And what I want to do is put things in order so that the little heads can think straight. And then they can go on to Revelation itself in Scripture. And, of course, himself, he was a magister sacre pagine. He was a master of the sacred page. And so, as the text says, you know, this debate that Jesus has, you see. So I thought, really wouldn't be nice to read, because St. Thomas, I don't know where he got this reputation, being kind of dry, kind of. He's not dry at all. He's very exciting, and but very restrained, you know. Especially because I've taught a lot of young theologians. I know exactly now what he was trying to do. Because, you know, you got exuberant brain, you got pride, you got all kinds of things, and you got to learn. You have to get humble, but you have to also trust God. He's not going to fool you. You know, just follow. And make as the greatest of your goals to understand the sacred page. And so he wrote this book, as he says, right in the beginning. This is pro incipientibus, because they were using the sentence of Peter Lombard. They were using, he said, they get all kinds of stuff in their head, but there's no order to it. So their minds are not ready yet to really study Scripture, which is the work of a theologian and the work of a priest. Study the Scriptures. So you got to have a head that's organized enough to really do that. I was thinking when we were reading this text, he has a commentary, and we have some of his Scripture commentary, in fact, a lot of them. And he has a nice, great one on Hebrews. And a young priest over in France wrote a commentary on his commentary. Commentary of Aquinas is about that big. This guy's commentary is about that big. But it's very helpful, nevertheless. So I want... first, you have to... let's see what I want to do here. I guess I want to ask this... The heading of each... The book is divided into parts, right? Part one... Part two, which has first part of the second part of the second part, and then three. Okay. Now in three, first part is God and how to get to God, you know, in one way. Then the second part is all about man's actions, because we get to God by acting. Now the most intense act we do is passive. That is, when God is praying in us. But you also... Gotta love your father and mother, treat your brethren well, don't steal, you know, don't commit adultery. You know, you gotta do something if you want to understand. And so he said it's so confusing. So I want to get them ready to study Scripture. So I am gonna put all this stuff out in an intelligible order so you can get it. Now that you've got it, come to Scripture and let it, you know, you're open to have the Word of God bring you deep into touch with the realities themselves, you see. And that's, so the editors put it all into question, the article, the question. He would put on the necessity of the incarnation, but the editors, his disciples, would put it whether it was necessary for the restoration of the human race that the Word of God should become incarnate. Well, there, you know, they got to make a living, I guess. So now, you probably won't spend a long time doing this, but now it goes by way of syllogism. You see, these things that the editors put in are, have you, the answer is going to be the yes or no, right? Was it necessary for the restoration of the human race? So there's a middle term. It's got to be, all men are mortal. John is a man, John is mortal. You know, it's a syllogism. So the editors make this so that you can memorize the middle term and know the whole argument. So I did that. I wrote out, I outlined the whole summa so that I could sort of remember the argument, you see. So the middle term in this is necessary. That is, necessary for being or necessary for being better. For instance, he's got an, I think this is the one where he has this thing. You know, yeah. Is it necessary? Is it necessary to drive over to the abortion clinic this morning? No, you could walk. So, but it's necessary to do it better. To get over there early and dry and warm, you need a car. But you could, absolutely necessary, you could walk there, right? So when you ask, did God have to come? Well, I mean, what do you mean by have to? You know, is there no other way he could have saved us? Or is this the best way to save us, you see? So that's why he says, I want to give you a flavor for this guy. That's why, you know. A thing is said to be necessary for a certain end in two ways. First, when the end cannot be without it, as food is necessary for the preservation of human life. Necessary, right? Secondly, when the end is attained better and more conveniently. Now, there weren't cars in his day, so he says, as a horse is necessary for a journey. In the first way, it was not necessary that God become incarnate for the restoration of the human nature. For God, with his omnipotent power, could have restored human nature in many ways. But in the second way, it was necessary that God should become incarnate for the restoration of the human race, to do it better. That's what he's saying, right? Hence, as Augustine says, we shall also show that other ways were not wanting to God, to whose power all things are equally subject, but that there was not a more fitting way of healing our misery. Isn't that beautiful? See, it's very scholastic, but the point is, he took the best way to heal our misery, which was what? To become among us, you know, so we could look at him, feel him, touch him, even eat in his body and blood. That's kind of overdoing it in a way, you know, which is what Paul says. You know, this is excessive love. So you got that, right? And then here he says, see, the point is it fitting? You judge by what are you trying to accomplish? There's another article. It's not, because people could lose respect for God if he became man. You know, I mean, he should have scared us or something. He says, look, you judge fittingness by whether what you do attains the end you're after. Now, what was God's end in becoming man? Or what is God's end to save us? To have us love him. Well, the best way to have us love him is to come among us as a man, be conceived in the womb of a woman, be born, teach, walk, argue, and then die in shame, and then rise again. That's the best way. And so that's what it says here, you see. That it's not the only way, but it's the best way, because his goal was not just to free us from sin or to set the record straight. His goal was to be loved. That's God's goal. This is the best way. Because when we see him dying for us on a cross, you can't do more than that. Then we're won over by love. And then we're sorry for our sins the right way, not just scared. But that's the gift of tears, to see how much he loves us, what it cost him to get us to eternal life. And we weep out of gratitude. That's why it's the best way. So that's a little taste of St. Thomas. You know, there was a fellow by the name of David of Dinant, a theologian. And he had a nutty idea about God being matter, because pure matter is pure potency, or whatever he thought. It's the only place in the whole Summa. But he says, as David of Dinant stupidly says, it's the only place where he kind of, I'm going to say loses it, but he wants to drive the point home. All right. We better go to say the Mass here.